cold, cold night in a rooming house asleep. The smell of fresh cut violets lured me from my dreams. They lured me from my dreams. When I rose to close the windows, I saw her standing there, a young girl holding flowers, and then she disappeared. And then she disappeared. Well, early the next morning, thought it must have been a dream. So I asked the locals all about this girl that I had seen. About this girl that I had seen. Clock ticked upon the wall till Robbie finally spoke. That was Miss Warby that you saw, but she died long ago. Yes, she died long ago. And so each night when darkness falls and the moon and wind are still, she roams alone eternally while climbing up Toon's Hill, where she kneels beside a grave. One fateful kiss her lover gave. Now violets rise up through the sand, each reaching for the other's hand. She might return. A soft wind brushed my shoulders, but it was her kiss I felt first. It was her kiss that I felt first. Lying there, I wasn't scared what might become of me. I knew I'd follow her anywhere and for eternity. So I knew it was my life's end. I asked her, what's the best part once you're dead? What's the best part once you're dead? Well, she thought a while. She even laughed almost as she slipped into the shadows. She said, being a ghost, the best part is being a ghost. So now each night as darkness falls and the moon and wind are still, I roam alone eternally while climbing up Toon's Hill, where I kneel beside a grave. One fateful kiss my lover gave. Violets rise up through the sand, I'm reaching for my lover's hand. Violets rise up through the sand, they rise up through the sand. Violets rise up through the sand.